Внимание!
There is an old proverb of the Cold War. Look into your own weaknesses and there you will find the KGB. And that is still true with Russian influence.
Говорит и показывает Москва.
The Big Steal.
It's a country in which the worlds of crime, business and politics became frighteningly interconnected. The guys at the top of the system have stolen for years and continue to steal.
A major eight-part series following Russia's journey from communism to kleptocracy.
Even to say that it floats on the sea of funny money is an understatement. Throughout, above, within, marbled all the way through, is a strategy to siphon the wealth of the Russian people into the pockets of a handful of people who run a kleptocracy.
I'm Gavin Essler, and in The Big Steal, I chart the progress of the post-Soviet power emerging from the embers of communism and the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The promises of a new hope, and then a giant nation run by a gangster boss and a clique of bandits.
Putin stands for two things, KGB and organized crime, and very little else.
There's no question in my mind that he is a total and absolute criminal, and he's made more money from his crimes than any other criminal in the history of crime.
Murders, mafia, and meddling.
The Russian state, at its highest level, sanctioned the killing of a British citizen on the streets of our capital city.
Putin's fingerprints are everywhere, often in plain sight.
Yesterday, Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 took off from Amsterdam and was shot down over Ukraine near the Russian border.
From interfering with the U.S. election.
The Russian interference in the American election was well planned. It was a whole government approach. It was intentional, and I do believe it had a strong impact on the result.
To messing around with the Brexit referendum, he just can't keep out of the West business.
In the Russian zero-sum view of security, anything which weakens their adversaries, including the United Kingdom, by comparison, makes Russia stronger. So if they target social cohesion, if they target resilience, if they set communities against each other, if they weaken political decision-making, with any of these things, they are achieving their objectives, even if they don't necessarily have a particular geopolitical or strategic outcome that they want to achieve.
It's not just about military occupation. It's not just about influencing elections. It's not just about strange targeted assassinations here and there. It's not just about suborning international institutions like Interpol, the UN, the EU, the Council of Europe, and so forth. The attempt to tackle and destabilize the European social order is absolutely central to the Putin project.
The Big Steal. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode.
Смотрите и слушайте Москву.